Hello, patrons. Max had to dip out because the internet was awful, so we're going to do this without him, but we're still going to do it regardless. That was a fun episode. Sean, I feel like you were on... I feel like you're playing the character you should have been playing from the start.
I know, for Waz was really bad.
I didn't say it was good or bad. I just feel like you...
I'm glad he's dead. Fuck him.
I'm just saying you play Persnigatron...
Well. Thank you. Well, first of all, the voice is so stupid. It's so dumb.
But it makes sense because you're a gnome.
Yeah, so I'm a gnome, but the idea of being just like really emotional all the time. I can't trust you. Oh, constructs. Oh, dude. I'm giggling with the vomit, man. That made me.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to like that entire fight. What was the difficulty of that fight, Adam? Hard?
Which one? The Bullywugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a hard encounter, I think.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too difficult.
Yeah.
Was that Toad from the new Monster Manual, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Nope, just from the SRD.
Yeah, that guy was fucking huge. So
yeah, I put that encounter together actually after a video because I was like, you know what? I like giant frogs too. Let's do some giant frogs.
Yeah, it made sense too. I mean, you would think that the Stone King. Yeah.
The stone dick.
He would have power over other small creatures. So it makes sense for him to power some frogs.
I love that fight because it had a lot of new mechanics in it, like the water, the terrain, and that enemies could jump instead of walking through the terrain. And a lot of new stuff on it I liked.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. This next fight that we're in, I don't know how it's going to go because I don't have a form. Yeah, I soak up a lot of damage. I don't know if you guys realize that, but
without you tanking, we would have been dead many of the fights.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was such a luck box. Oh my god.
Yeah, Max almost died. I think he got down to like 2 HP today. So this next fight will be, if it even is a fight, we don't really know. Like Adam, did you say it approached us menacingly? Did you say that or not in the show? Yeah,
I mean, I think it's probably a safe bet to assume that this thing is not going to be friendly, but...
Yeah, well, Sean will have his Colossus Slayer stuff, so he gets like advantage or plus damage, or what is the bonus he gets for that?
For being is it a ranger thing?
Or? Yeah, but having them as like a hated enemy.
Oh, nothing. He's not a construct.
Oh, he's not a construct.
Also, in this, rangers don't get a bonus against their hated enemy. They just get a bonus to track them, and it's not a. It's not like a.
Oh, it's a lore mechanic.
It's like a lore, lore based thing.
Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. We're probably gonna die, but it's okay. I think we'll probably still have one more episode though between now and the live show, right, Adam? I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we'll probably do it next week. But Dan, how'd you like your new abilities?
I love level 2 spells. They are good.
Yeah, the spiritual weapon is so good. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's an amazing ability for just because as a cleric, I rarely have a bonus action, so it's nice to have one every round to do some pretty good damage. I was surprised by how much damage it was doing.
You rolled pretty well on the first spell.
Yeah, Scorching Ray. Yeah, it was. I was surprised I hit every one of those, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
they had a lot of health. I was like, God,
they're pretty beefy. Not a ton of like abilities. I wanted it to eat Berg because it would have been really funny. But yeah, for folks at home, let me pull up the giant toad. The way it works is if the creature, I actually should have rolled advantage on the swallow attack because once you're restrained, attacks against you get advantage, but it doesn't matter now. But the idea is that if you're hit with the tongue, then it gets on its next turn, it makes a bite attack against you. If you're medium or smaller that it's already grappling, it has advantage. If it hits with that attack, you get slurped up into the creature. You have total cover against all effects outside the toad, so you can't be like healed through it or whatever.
Jeez.
And you just take 3d6 damage at the start of every turn that the toad has. And the toad just keeps you inside and eats you. You can try to attack it from inside, but it just like dissolves you with acid. I was really hoping that I could do that.
Yeah, Max would have died.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's okay. That was.
Would he get a if he went in there, got dropped to one, he would just last one more round, right?
It would be two, because you know it takes three death saves and a hit is a crit, and that does automatically if you're passed out.
But he's also got the orc racial, is what I'm saying. So it would take two rounds for like death to trigger.
It would have been, he would have been dissolved to zero, gone back up to one, killed again on the next turn. Had to fail a death save and then die. Like it would have taken him three or four turns. Like you would have gotten him out then. But
yeah. Would have been good. Sean, how was fighting with disadvantage the entire fight?
Well, I think the biggest impact it had is that it made me want to change who my character was through the fight. Because I mean, obviously, Persnigetron Torbisher was not thoroughly defined as we sort of rando rolled through that as fast as we could.
Right.
Yeah. I remember when I started the day, I had this image of, okay, I rolled good stats. I'm a badass ranger. Nope, not a chance, right? So there's this idea of, well, maybe it's not because I'm a skilled warrior or a good leader, but maybe because I have some sort of like naive, like, we're all going to get through it together. What? And all the misses in there, as you know, I like to build up to something. Oh my God, when I rolled that 25 and that six, I was so.
Oh my God.
Dude, yeah, because that's a 20 and a 1, right?
Yeah, that's the maximum swing you could possibly get.
Yeah, so when I hit that, I was like, it's like so hyped because I built up that moment. It was failure again. So I was just like, okay, well, I have to be a little bit like, this has to be reflected in my characterization going on. And so that was a lot of fun to try to just flip-flop. I got to say, holy shit, just the conversation with the witch in the hut was so fun.
Yeah, we did a really good. We got a really good balance of like a pretty decent fun fight with some different stuff to do, and then also like a bunch of like cool exposition and stuff, which I was really into.
Yeah, I feel like I've done so many of those conversations with Adam and Swansong that I was kind of like, oh yeah, it's one of these. But I feel like Dan was really nailing the like you were having a conversation with the constraints of the current conversation very well. And I thought that was a great little scene, especially like when we would walk outside and have side conversations, then Sean would follow us out, and it felt very real in that sense. Like it was good.
Yeah. It felt like a cop movie for a second. We're like stepping out to talk about how we're going to get her to break, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. I love that. I love those kind of like RP moments where it's like a fight, but not with combat. It's just like wills against will and like you outsmart the other person or, you know. But yeah. I like that interrogation kind of stuff.
Yeah. I want to see her fight. We might be able to see her fight in this next encounter, which would obviously help us a lot because we're going to be in kind of a tough spot. My other spell that I have is Hold Person. So, like, it's not going to do much against the giant fucking thing. I think that's what you probably have, too, is your other level 2 spell.
Yeah, I have it prepared, but I blew my load on the first fight. So I have to rest to get spell slots back.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to rest.
And then you're going to.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We probably should have rested and then gone back, to be honest.
Yeah.
That would have been the smarter thing to do.
Basically, that would have seeded the initiative to me, right? It would have been like, we're not going to go check out this. We're not going to go check out this thing. Whatever it is that the thing is going to do, Adam, you have full reign to do it, right? I would have had the rest of the night to be like, cool. So the armored creature goes off and does some stuff, and then maybe when you wake up there's more of them or it's worse or whatever, so you know, you have the advantage of kind of like diving on the situation as it stands, which is helpful. It can be
we'll see how that goes. What were we gonna say, Dan?
I hate like those cliffhangers of like, I just want to like find out what happened. Like it killed me when we stopped in the middle of that one fight and then we took like a 2-week break. It was like, my turn is next, goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you had, like, the perfect turn then. You had 2 weeks to think about it. It was great. It was great.
Yeah.
I feel like, Dan, your character, to go back to your new spells, I feel like you've become, like, the main damage dealer of the group, at least at this point in time.
Yeah, until you guys get extra attacks, like, I'm, like, doing major damage right now with my stuff.
Yeah, that the magical weapon thing is pretty crazy.
Dude, that was so awesome. It's like, I'm going to now take my mace's turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a summoner control is a lot of fun. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think flaming sword is... I think that just turns my current sword into a flaming sword.
Yeah, it gives you a sword you can use. It's kind of like Shillelagh, but better.
Yeah, Flame Blade, yeah. What is it, 3d8? I'm trying to find the spell real quick. This fucking spell guide is so bad. I could have already Googled it by now. Flame Blade, yeah.
Be a level one character with no spells. It's easy that way.
Yeah, it's 3d6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spiritual weapon does 1d8 plus wisdom over 10 rounds, which is a lot of damage for one spell slot if you get to use it all 10 rounds.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bonus action for me too, but I have to use it. Mm-hmm. Huh. I'm just reading about the spell. It doesn't say, so I guess I just use my current weapon, Adam?
Doesn't it just conjure a blade of fire? Well, it
says the blade is similar in size and shape to a scimitar and lasts for the duration. Yeah. If you let go of the blade, it disappears. So do I just use the scimitar stats?
For like to hit and everything, yeah.
Or maybe I just use spell stats
because it might if it's like Shillelagh, that's what happens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You use your action to make a melee spell attack, yeah, with fiery blade. Mm-hmm. So it would be whatever my terrible Shillelagh attack is, which is pretty bad. Well, that's +4, it's not the worst, still kind of bad. I don't know. Yeah, I gotta figure out some other good spells.
It's not great, so but you're not a spell kind of guy, right?
Yeah. I've been having a lot of fun with the different forms and whatnot. I've kind of got the four main ones down when it comes to the brown bear, the tiger, the hyena, and the dire wolf. Mm-hmm. Dire wolf is pretty good though, because like having pack tactics is huge. That's really great.
Yeah, advantage is really strong, especially early game.
Yeah, and the bear's multi-attack is really good too, but I don't know. The hyena might be my favorite just because it has so much more HP with 45 HP.
Yeah,
Jesus, that's so many.
Yeah, if you weren't in that form, we would have died during that double fight. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It does 2d6 plus 3 damage. It does pretty good damage, too. And the rampage factor is really cool, too, where if you kill someone, you get to make another free attack, which is nice. Just keep attacking everything.
I'm really hoping that I can get to a point where I can do anything in combat, because all I've done is arrogantly shit on someone while casting the worst spells, and then I missed 5 times.
Yeah.
with the crossbow I gave you, like, you won't have disadvantage anymore, so you'll start doing good damage
and start fucking shit up in the way I did during the war.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You with your javelin in hand axe, just destroying guys. I feel like that's what you did. You just sat on like the ridge of a castle or something, or like a sand castle, whatever your people defend, and you just sat there.
Wow!
Just like,
you just
throw shit nonstop from above.
Yeah, we actually just dump cutlery. It's like hit it with the spork.
Yeah. Just trays of cutlery.
Exactly. Adam, for you, is it fun? Kind of jumping into some more varied story beside just the courts.
Given the constraints of like having a limited number of episodes with a person, and being given that very like obvious grabby character background, it was no question for me. The smart move was to be like, cool, whatever it is that we were doing or had planned or whatever, I'm going to just like angle that right as hard as I can into Sean's character story. And that'll be the thing. It'll be the like quest to defeat the rock gnome king, and that'll be our thing for the live show, and we'll like focus in on that, because if we have this, like, it seemed real obvious to me. Like there is some prep and some stuff that I was going to use, and I'll still continue to use, obviously, like the beetles and everything. I can I've done this before, but it was cool for me to be able to be like, cool, all right, I know exactly what I'm going to do for the next like 3 or 4 episodes,
right?
Yeah. Have that settled. So it's cool. And you know, I intentionally underdevelop the world so that when a player makes a character and they're like, I'm a forest gnome and I hate the rock gnome, I'm like, cool, I can work that in. We can make that happen. So
the forest
Yeah. I'm excited. I love it. I like having like stuff like that happen. I like being tossed curveballs as a GM.
Dude, your playing of Azure Vortex was amazing.
Yeah, I like her. I get really like
she felt very Rajani to me.
She's like, the thing was
for
like,
other Rajani, roleplay fans, you guys don't know who the fuck that is.
Rajani,
that's actually a word. It's sort of
Rajani Van Dorn is like, it may be like an evil version of Azure Vortex. Like Azure Vortex, just, I think the thing is that in a lot of role playing games, players expect the NPCs to just like cower and like take their shit or be like, I hate you, let us fight and roll initiative. I like portraying NPCs that are like, you're not all that. Like, okay, cool. Like, I can punch and kick people to death too. Like, let's deal as equals. She's definitely like more toned down, but I'm really interested in seeing where the thing with the orb goes and whether you end up like taking it from her or giving it back or like, I'm curious about that. I think it'll highlight some interesting stuff. I gave her reasons to care about each of the PCs, like things that she sort of invested in. So yeah. I think it'll be cool to have her around.
Yeah, I think me and Dan are going to have a little bit of an in-character argument when it comes to what we're going to do with her and the orb.
But yeah, I don't know what to do with this orb because it's keeping her with us. I mean, she's going to try to protect us, keep it safe. Like she could try to take it from Forrest, but she didn't seem like she wants to do that. She seemed like she wants us to give it back willingly.
And that, yeah, I mean, that was part of the little like, oh ho reveal, right? Where I was like, but she was untied the whole time. Like she figured her way out of the rope. She could have just broke out and fight you, but she doesn't want to fight. Right. Like she said, she's given up the killing way. She can still kill people if she wants to, that's still possible, but also she doesn't want to. She's gonna have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun dealing with that.
I'm hoping that she and I together can like work and figure out what this thing actually does and then like have some sort of big reveal about what we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Later.
I'm
so curious for
it,
sure.
It took a lot for me to not destroy the orb because that was like the first thing I ever did in role play the show.
Yeah.
Let's be a monster.
Like,
as soon as I included an orb, I was like, chat's gonna want you to break it, and
yeah,
I don't care, fucking go to town.
Yeah,
I hinged my entire plan around this orb existing or not existing, I would have painted myself into the worst sort of corner. So I'm just like, well, fuck it, it's just an item, maybe it's a weapon, maybe it's not, who knows. Break it or no, I don't care, your PC is, you do what you want.
I swear that conversation was so fucking cool to experience because, you know, there's that general fun of role playing where it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. And yeah, you know, you don't, but you know, maybe JP will just for no reason be like, I want to stab this table with a sword, you know? And it's like, but I mean, literally that flowed like a semi-reasonable conversation, and I kept actually changing my mind of what I thought we should.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing for me that feels like the success, right? Like if we all kind of get invested in the idea of like, we're interested in seeing the outcome of this conversation, but none of us have this hard line, like it has to go this way.
Yeah.
And for me, like the best way to get at that is to portray characters interestingly and to make them human, right? Like if I had just been like, yeah, she's a total asshole to you, it would have been much easier for you to just be like, fine, we kill her and leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the fact was that she's kind of like, you know, like a person with feelings and thoughts about stuff. It makes it a little harder to just make those kinds of like aggressive murder choices.
Yeah, because I mean, part of me was like, oh, they're gonna kill her. Yeah, we're probably gonna kill her, and I'm gonna try to be a goody two shoes. And then all of a sudden, she started to say things. I was like, well, huh? No, maybe she's wrong. And then all of a sudden, you, Dan, were just like, well, I'm not so sure. yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good stuff for sure. Well, that'll do it. I'm sure Max would have said some stuff about Berg almost dying again and how tragic that was, because that's kind of Max's thing in these, where he talks about Berg dying almost every episode. But we'll find out more. We'll talk to him next week for sure. I think he's back home from that vacation, so... We will definitely have a show next week. I'm just not sure exactly when it will be. Probably Thursday or so. We got to figure out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
What works for everyone's schedule, and I'm not going to do that while in a recording. So,
good call.
That's it. Thanks everyone for watching. We're out. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.